It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. All right, we are off and running on a wet Wednesday. Are we ever going to see the sun again? Ever? Please stop raining.
Apparently supposed to get nice over the weekend.
Maybe, they said. I watched Handsome Doug Cameron last night on NBC4 after debate thingy, and he was talking about that same thing as well. I'm waiting for it. It's been a week plus of nonstop rain and clouds and nonsense. Waiting for it. We'll have to wait apparently a little bit longer. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. Over the next 3 hours, we will take you through on this Windbag Wednesday. You just heard Matty Ice. You hear me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you will get to hear the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. Hello, Linnell. How are you?
Better than you.
No, you're not.
I promise you I'm doing better than you are.
No, you're not. Actually, I'm doing okay.
You old grump.
And whatever, old grump. 24, you know,
whatever 24 of you losers out there decided to participate in whatever jackass poll these two came up with on Monday to try and disqualify me for the week because I'm the best game picker station.
How did I know this was going to be?
Whatever one of you 24
this is
clowns.
This is why I didn't want to do this, because I knew he would sabotage the show.
Whichever one of you 24 clowns decided to participate, remember that. And if you go and look at the actual spread,
know.
I would have won the week.
Because he didn't even bother to look.
I would have won the week again.
He got eight and eight.
Yeah. He doesn't know.
I got 12-4. Chris got 12-4.
Exactly.
Pay attention.
He doesn't even know what music that is.
Be organized. Talk about pay attention. Be organized.
Okay. All right.
That would help you also.
Yeah. I'm glad Matt said that. All right. We are off to a frolicking start here. Nobody cares about traffic and weather and all that good stuff. So we will leave that at that. Just be safe out there, obviously. Give yourself a little bit more time and room and all that good stuff.
I swear innocent people on the road because you decided to... I don't know what... I can't even really blame you for what happened. It was a traffic reason, but...
Yeah.
Take a better route.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that I could discuss. This is probably not
I told you, though, Chris, on the phone as we were on the way in,
mm-hmm.
You want to get to this diva-ass wide receiver that has nothing to do with us, that we have zero interest in.
No. It has something to do with the Commanders, because you're going to get your bouquets later. Just relax. It has something to do with the Commanders because...
I don't agree.
Because everyone in the media circle, not Adam Peters, not Dan Quinn, not anybody that actually matters... is speculating and ranking and projecting and buzzing about, hey, the Commanders are on the rise. They're a team to watch out for. Devontae Adams wants out of Las Vegas. He could go all the way with Jaden Daniels. All he wants is to play with a great quarterback. That's all he's ever asked for. So everyone in media circles is circling the wagons, pointing the finger, saying, aha, if Aaron Rodgers and the Jets doesn't work out, if Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints don't work out, if the Pittsburgh Steelers don't work out, if the Dallas Cowboys aren't involved, if the Chiefs aren't involved, well, then who else could we look at? Who else could we? Oh, the Buffalo Bills, they need receiving help, right? Who else could we look at besides the Washington Commanders, who sit at 3-1 and have a very, very talented young quarterback? One that Linnell Willingham alone, the only person in America that told you Jaden Daniels would be successful in his rookie year.
If you want to be a clown, be a clown. if you want to start your circus act early, go ahead.
I'm just halfway
through the 1 o'clock hour yet, and you're being a circus animal.
Yeah, I'm just
roosters aren't in the circus; they're not entertaining enough.
I'm just saying you're the only guy that projected that Jaden Daniels would be good.
I want to make sure we acknowledge that. If you're gonna highlight me as the only guy, highlight me as the only guy. Here locally that, well, outside of the morning show that comes on before us, Kevin Sheehan, that predicted that this team would win 9-10 games this year. If you're going to call me the only guy, call me the only guy that said that.
Okay.
Call me the guy that properly identified what the offensive scheme was going to be when you all had your heads up your ass and were thinking, wow, 35, 40 passing attempts per game, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Cliff Kingsbury.
Really? I said that?
Well, you might as well lump yourself in with the rest of them since you picked this group to lose last weekend. Don't think I didn't forget about that, you industry plant.
Okay.
While your Buffalo Bills got their ass kicked on Sunday night, your New York Giants got their ass whipped on Thursday night, the Jets lost, the entire state of New York lost, Chris.
The Mets won last night.
Yeah, who gives a damn about the Mets?
Anyway... Before you continue to sabotage the show, Devontae Adams is available. The Las Vegas Raiders and Devontae Adams, like a lot of people go to Vegas to get married at like chapels off the strip, right? Like
they have drive-through chapels,
right?
Stephanie and Triple H style.
Exactly. There you go. I'm shocked that you actually have that as a reference point. So a lot of people go to Vegas to get married. Not everybody goes to Vegas to get divorced, but a lot of divorces probably happen from activities that happen in Vegas. And it very much seems like Devontae Adams and the Las Vegas Raiders are heading towards divorce court, but I would caution everybody and say this. There's absolutely no guarantee that he is going to get traded. We all understand that a lot of times reports and speculation are premature, just like I think reports and speculation as for the Commander's interest or the Commander's being a top potential suitor, one way or the other for Devontae Adams is misguided. A lot of times it's just, again, mere fodder and speculation. Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It gives us something to talk about here on a midweek Wednesday, and we'll get into a lot of the hardcore football stuff later on. But the bottom line is, I can't rule it out that the Commanders won't make a phone call or haven't already made a phone call, because they owe it to themselves to check in on any and all possibilities. But Linnell, as I sit here at 1:08 on a Wednesday afternoon, when the Commanders are 3-1 and heading home to take on the Cleveland Browns, I sit here and I say, do they really need Davante Adams? And the answer for me is no. Should they aggressively go after Davante Adams? The answer for me is no. Should they explore going after Davante Adams? The answer for me is yes.
See, I don't know. I don't know. That's not the answer that we get paid for. We're supposed to give opinions. Anytime it comes to acquiring a wide receiver, I'm so torn because part of me, the ignorant part of me, wants to go, well, he doesn't play corner. He doesn't rush the passer. So why do we need him? What Davante Adams would do to this offense is continue to allow it to expand, and I think it accelerates the growth of the offense. When you have a wide receiver that is as talented as Davante Adams that can dictate coverage, it then makes your passing offense a lot easier when defensive coordinators have to game plan for a guy and are going to commit two defenders to one guy, which defensive coordinators will do for Davante Adams. That's why I think you do it. I think it makes your offense, I think it takes your offense from right now as to what it is, which is unstoppable, to historic.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Listen, there is a football component of this.
That's the only
reason I do it. That absolutely makes a lot of sense, and you just outlined it. I'm not opposed to making the team better or to try and make the team better. I understand what you're saying because I'm the same guy that has sat here and said, hey, man, you know, yes, of course, a lot of Terry's issues, whatever you would define as issues, have come from bad offensive coordinators and bad quarterback play, but not all of them. Terry could benefit very much from having a co-dog, if you will, on this offense, a co-horse, lead horse, if you will.
Co-commander.
A co-commander to take command. Of course, when you talk about the name Davante Adams, you're talking about one of the very best wide receivers of the last 10 years, and maybe arguably still a top five receiver, you know, probably because the last 2 years have not gone well in Las Vegas. Again, maybe not his fault. Maybe some of it is his fault. Maybe he's not in your top five. Depends on how you rank guys and do things and what have you. It doesn't matter. He's certainly in your top 10, and I would argue he's probably in almost everybody's top seven, top eight, whatever. That's a matter of semantics. The bottom line is, of course, if you're just evaluating Davante Adams as just Davante Adams and not evaluating age, not evaluating contract and potential contract, not evaluating what you already have, and not evaluating...
But Chris...
And not evaluating his seemingly diva-ish and attitude and frustration level in a spot that he has not been happy in for a year and a half, if you combine all of that, to me, the obvious answer is no. But see, you still owe it to yourself to explore it.
But this is why you're the type of guy that's okay with meddling. You want the bronze medal. You're okay with silver. I want gold, right? You go after Davante Adams because it exponentially makes your team better. And to call him a diva to me is like strong. He was put into a situation where he signed with Vegas or was asked to be traded to Vegas. However, he got there.
Yeah, I mean, he forced his way out of Green Bay because he wanted to play with his buddy. No, he was playing with his buddy. He wanted a boatload of money.
Right, that Vegas had to give to him. And when he got there, they uprooted the quarterback that made him want to go there in the first place. Correct. So to call him a diva for being disgruntled after the fact, I don't think that's fair.
Well, there's...
They were not transparent with him. They weren't.
Linnell, they had every right after a year
to trade
Derek Carr, to do whatever they wanted with Derek Carr.
He didn't sign a four-year deal.
Write on the contract when Davante Adams was traded from the Green Bay Packers to the Las Vegas Raiders that Derek Carr was going to be his quarterback forever. It doesn't work that way. See, you youngins always think you want your cake and you want to eat it too. You want everything the way you want it. And that's not the way the world works.
No, it is the way the world works.
No, it isn't.
You know why? Billionaires out there, when you got enough money, and you're talented enough, you can get whatever the hell you want in this world, and you can bend corners and break rules. That's what society tells us.
What about millionaires and not billionaires?
Devontae Adams is in the 1 percentile of football players in the world.
Then if he could get whatever
he wants.
If he could get whatever he wants, then why didn't he protect Derek Carr? Why is Derek Carr not there still?
He can't make that decision.
You just told me he's in the 1 percentile. He can do whatever he wants.
That's why he forced his way out of Green Bay. Did what he wanted.
Okay,
didn't he?
Right.
That's why he's actively
forcing
his way out of Vegas.
So now he's trying to force his way out of Vegas.
Why?
And you.
Why? Because he can.
And you and a lot of people like you don't think that's a problem.
I don't.
And that is a major problem.
I don't. Why?
That is a major problem.
He is in quarterback
I don't
hell.
Care. I don't care if you... Oh, Devontae, I don't like being with Aiden O'Connell, and Antonio Pierce is too mean. He liked something on it. Listen, Antonio Pierce might be a dummy, too. Okay? But I don't give a rat's ass about what Devontae Adams thinks he's entitled to. He's entitled to nothing.
I can't wait.
He signed a contract. He agreed to be traded. He signed a contract with the Vegas Raiders. That's on you, pal, if you're not happy. That's on you.
They traded the quarterback.
It doesn't matter.
Chris, that you act like
there's no guarantees.
You act like he woke up one day and was like, screw Vegas. No.
Guess
what? He woke up one day.
Guess what?
And
sometimes,
his college quarterback, the reason he wanted to sign there in the first place was no longer
guess
there.
Guess what? At some point, the producer of this radio program is going to be taken away from me by the powers that be.
Chris,
okay?
You're
does
not
that
Devontae.
Mean does that mean that I put on my diaper and cry
Chris,
and whine and suck on my thumb in the corner?
Chris, that's like comparing Kidz Bop to Apple Music. You're not Devontae Adams.
I'm not saying I'm Devontae Adams.
You don't have that type of pull.
So that means that I should
get up and
that I should never be upset about anything.
You can be upset,
and
you just better
should,
be quiet about
I should,
being upset.
I shouldn't be a professional, right?
No,
and
I'm
I should whine and cry and throw temper tantrums and basically backdoor my way out of Las Vegas, right? Because I'm unhappy with what has happened.
Chris, Devontae Adams has earned that right. He has.
Okay.
He's earned that.
I mean, he's earned that
from
right
being
to you.
All pro.
He hadn't earned that right.
He's earned that
to the,
right. From
he hadn't
being
earned
a
that right to anybody that's been alive for more than 30 years.
And he's earned that by being an all pro and the clear cut top three wide receiver in this league for the past.
Why don't we make him the commissioner of the NFL? I mean, he's earned that
it's
right. He can do whatever
Bozo
he wants.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah, he can do whatever he
that
wants.
Sleazy slime ball.
Yeah. I mean, listen. Here's the deal. Okay, we're going to – I see we're going to have a major disagreement on this part, and that's fine. I expected
Clearly.
That. I expected that. I mean –
But your example using Matt is funny to me. Like
– I'm using it because it's instantly relatable.
You,
my point is if they took Matt away from me, I can bitch.
Chris.
I can moan. I can be unhappy.
Chris.
I could be pissed off. I could hate it. I could be really angry about it. Or I could just be a professional and do the best job I can and make the best out of a tough situation.
Can you please intervene here and try to explain to your lovely host that like the dynamic is completely different between radio
I'm
and
not
the
saying I'm Devontae Adams.
It's not about you being
Devontae. I'm using
Devontae
a corollary example.
It's not the same though, Chris.
I didn't say it's exactly the same, but if you tell me that your relationship with the quarterback, the one that you played for with at Fresno
Chris,
State, the one that you wanted
not
to reunite
have
with
his way to Vegas if it was not for Derek Carr
okay,
being
Okay, fine,
there.
But there was
meaning.
But then get that
once he leaves and gets traded after one season, Chris.
Okay, so there was
there's going to be a change of
there
heart.
There was no possibility of that, right? He didn't think of that. He didn't think that would happen.
When Vegas traded for Devontae Adams, that was looked at as a move that was going to propel them
looked at
into one of the
by people that play fantasy football and prop markets, not by real football people. Everyone knew Derek Carr was up and down like a freaking yo-yo, like a carnival ride. Everyone knew that. Everyone knew it was a possibility that Derek Carr was not
Chris,
long for
the
Las
bottom
Vegas.
Line is though. You're mad at Devontae Adams. Why don't you be mad at America? Devontae Adams is doing what every American with power does.
Yeah, I am mad
they
at America.
They do what the hell they want.
Right, exactly.
Because
I am mad
rules
at that.
Everything.
Yeah, more than common
cream.
Sense.
You ever heard
more
of cream?
Than doing what's right. Yeah.
It's a money-driven world.
I know.
The two bozos
Trust
that
me.
Were up there last night
I don't
are
have,
up there. Why? Because they
trust
have
me,
money.
I don't have to like it. I have to operate in it, but I don't have to like it.
It is what it is.
Davante Adams is not only just about a diva-ish attitude, however you want to describe it. And you guys can weigh in on this one way or the other, 301-230-0980. Some of you have seen the Receiver documentary on Netflix. Some of you have heard all the different things. Now, Davante Adams also was one of the loudest voices, if you will, in being a proponent for Antonio Pierce last year. So it is weird to see this kind of old school, new school-ish relationship kind of come to a boiling point to the fact that Davante Adams wants out of Vegas for more than just the quarterback situation. Apparently him and Antonio Pierce are clearly not on the same page.
But Chris, like, I don't know. I think the Raiders organization has moved with complete stupidity. They went into this year with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew under center. Yeah. You think that's a serviceable option at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, they tried to move up, and they didn't get it done.
You can try all you want. If you wanted to move up bad enough, it would have happened.
You just do whatever you want,
They should have wanted Michael Penix. Could they have not forced their way up?
Maybe they were thinking Michael Penix or Bo Nix would be there.
I don't know.
I mean, the Giants wanted to move up. They didn't, so I guess they're a bunch of clowns too, right? 301-230-0980. Here's the other thing. Davante Adams is 32 years old, and then there's the contract. Oh, and then there's the fit. We're going to discuss it all, specific to the age part of it next. Linnell Willingham, the youngest in charge. I'm merely the rooster. Chris Russell, Matty Ice on the other side of the glass. And you are you at 301-230-0980. Come and get us. Do you want Davante Adams in burgundy and gold? Yes or no on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Matty's got a big you-know-what eating grin on his face. He's having some fun already. Oh, baby. Along with Mr. Owen 16... Linnell Willingham, I am merely
Chris,
Mr. 12
you
and 4.
Don't, I'm telling you, you got one more time to say something about these picks. Seriously, because your football acumen pales in comparison to mine. What are you going to do, walk out of the studio? I mean, I'm not Davante Adams.
Wait a second. Well, because of course you can't be Davante Adams. Of course you can't be mad. Of course you can't be angry. Act like a petulant child because you're not Davante Adams. You're not him.
I'm not. He is him.
Okay.
I'm not.
So he should be able to just go and do whatever he wants.
Man, Devontae has earned it. He's in a bad situation. He's trying to get himself out and do his best for his career.
How about doing your job?
He does his job. Yeah.
They're 2-2. Do your job.
He does his job.
He didn't even play last week.
He does his job.
Because of a fall hamstring injury.
The past 10 years.
Who do you think Antonio Pierce was talking about last Sunday? Who do you think Antonio Pierce was talking about last Sunday?
Antonio Pierce needed to be on the phone.
Mr. Alligator
He wasn't talking
arms.
Enough. That's Antonio Pierce's problem. Yeah. If he was talking enough, he would have had a damn quarterback.
Okay. 301,
not Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Not all his fault. He doesn't run the personnel department, does he? Tom Telesco's the general manager.
Yeah, him and Tom Telesco are playing swords.
What were they playing? Tiddlywinks?
Yeah, playing swords.
Okay. So here's the deal before we get out to the calls. Davante Adams is 32 years old, right? Listen, there is nobody that would question that Davante Adams has been, again, a top five, top three receiver for the last 8-9 years, right? There is nobody that would question that. But he's 32 years old. He's got the size. He's got the route running. He's got the hands. He's got the skill. We've seen him at his very best. He's got the work. He's got everything that you would like. He turned himself from a late second round pick, or I guess a mid-ish second round pick. He was picked 53rd overall back in 2014. 53rd overall, by the way, is where Ben Sinnott was drafted by the Washington Commanders. Nobody would question that Davante Adams, again, just purely as a football player, wouldn't help another offense. The Jets, the Saints, the Commanders, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Bills, whoever you want to label. But unfortunately, you can't just make a decision based on just purely the football skill. It doesn't work that way. See, a lot of people think it does. It doesn't. Trust me on this. And one of the areas that you absolutely have to look at, and logic, Mother Nature, the test of time, evidence, what history, trends, what have you, is that somebody that is 32 years old and has already played 10 years in this league, usually almost probably a majority or maybe even more than a majority, do not stay regularly healthy and at the top of their game. Occasionally it happens. Randy Moss, it happens. Marvin Harrison Sr.
Hey, Chris.
All of that. There are certain isolated examples, but he's 32 years old. And for me, if I have to invest a lot of money, a lot of resources, a lot of time in making sure Davante Adams comes to Washington and is happy and is not sucking on his thumb in the corner, that age is problematic for me.
He's missed one game the last three seasons, Chris.
Congratulations.
So, let's see.
So age 29, 30, and 31, same exact thing as age 33, 34, and 35, right?
He's missed one game.
Again.
In the last three seasons, Chris.
Again, you don't pay attention.
No, I do pay
age
attention.
Age 29, age 30, and years. Age 31.
I get all of that.
Not the same as age 32, 33, 34.
See, the one thing I would say about as we continue to move past Grandpaville, guys play a lot longer now.
Yeah.
Guys play longer now. Modern medicine is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, wonderful.
And I would not, his age would not be something that deters me from doing it because he hasn't lost a step.
So you would be willing, let me just ask this, let me back up. You would be willing to pay whatever the compensation is, it's rumored to be at least...
Do you know what his quarterback situation was last year?
Hang on a second.
He scored 8 touchdowns.
Hang on a second. I'm not questioning how good he is.
I'm not listening.
Have to pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm not questioning how good of a route runner he is, how good he is. That's not what this is about.
You're talking
this
about
is
his
about
age
all
and him
of
declining.
The, all of the other ancillary
You're talking
things.
About him declining
yes,
as the
his
result
age
of age.
At 32,
I'm telling you.
When I have to then reinvest in him and give him a long-term contract to
three
make him
years,
happy.
Chris, is long-term? He's probably looking for a 3-year deal.
You know that?
What the hell else could he be looking for?
He could be looking for a 4 or 5 year deal.
Come on. If you want to continue to rub your magic meatball.
He could be looking for 100.
If you want to continue to rub your magic meatball and put the most hyperbolic scenarios out in mankind.
He's currently in the midst of a $140 million contract, right? He's currently in the midst of that. He signed it when? In 2022, right? Or 2021, whatever it was. I'm sorry, 2022. You don't think if age is not an issue, I'm sure it's not in his mind, right? You don't think that Davante Adams, knowing that he's got no more guaranteed money after this year, would want, a lot of guaranteed money, would want immediate guaranteed money if he's going to go anywhere, would want a new franchise to reinvest in him? I mean, if you don't think that, then I don't know what planet you're living on. Right? 32, 33, 34, 29, 28. You know he's going to want it. You know he's going to want a boatload of cash. Here's the deal. I'll give you one more besides the age because you're obviously not worried about that. You're not worried about contracts. You're not worried about personalities and divas and all that. You're not worried about anything. But let me give you something else. A little something here. Currently, right now, he's got a base salary of $16.89 million. The Commanders, if they made the trade tomorrow, which they're not going to do, would have to take on about 75% of that salary, which is roughly, again, about $12.5, $13 million. Let's start with that. Now, they have the money to take that in. He has no more guaranteed money after this year. He does have base salaries of $35 and then $36 million in the final 2 years of his deal. It would cost the Raiders roughly about $15.8 million in dead cap money, prorated signing bonus money, to trade him against their cap next year. So it would cost them to trade him in addition to what they're looking to get back. But a team taking him in would have him under contract, again, for 2 more years at almost $36 million and almost $37 million, which probably would be great for most normal people. But if I know how this operates, and I don't know for sure, but if I can strongly guess how this is going to operate, Davante Adams is going to look and say, I don't want to play 2 more years with no guaranteed cash. I want guaranteed cash and lots of it. And I want more than 2 years. Tack on an extra year, tack on an extra 2 years, whatever it might be. I want the $72 million that I have coming to me guaranteed or mostly guaranteed. Then what? Then all of a sudden that becomes a much larger investment, does it not?
Isn't this team in a position to make large investments? Is that not the current standing of the team?
They are.
Yeah. So what's the problem? So what's your point?
So there's no issue, no question. Right? They should just throw money around to anything and anyone
in lieu
of improving the rest of their roster, you know, like getting a bona fide corner, which they still have not gotten, in lieu of fortifying.
Because they can trade for Davante Adams and still go sign a big money. They have that much money.
Yeah. Yes. They don't have that much.
They do.
They have money.
They're swimming in cap space, Chris.
Okay. We're going to examine that coming up next.
You look at the money that's going to come off the books this year and by way of trade.
Right.
Because we know both of the defensive tackles won't be here next year.
Well, we know that.
I'm willing to bet a lot of money.
Okay. Well, then if that's the case,
I bet you trade one of them
right now.
I bet you a Kings. Right. Trade them to Vegas.
Yeah, maybe they could do that. Or maybe they could trade Terry to Vegas. Maybe they could trade anybody to Vegas. 301-230-0980. 301-230. I would love to. That's where Tyler was born. My life was happy in Vegas, not dealing with you and all of these sycophants
out there. They're just an angry industry plant.
301.
I am the Messiah, Chris Russell.
Yeah,
you are indeed.
That squeaky voice thing. He said something right.
You are.
I am
indeed.
The Messiah.
Yeah, exactly. The Messiah in your own mind. 301-230-0980. Let's get to the calls right after this. A quick trending alert right here, right now. All right, so a bunch of NFL news while the Commanders get back to it on the field today in Ashburn as they get ready for the 1-3 Cleveland Browns. The New England Patriots, all sorts of problems, of course, all ready for rookie head coach Jerod Mayo. Now he's lost his starting center, David Andrews, who's been banged up. Shoulder surgery to come, likely going to miss the rest of the season. Also, Mayo is added in his weekly press conference, or in his daily press conference, I should say, that he's considering starting former Commanders running back Antonio Gibson over Ramondre Stevenson this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins because Stevenson has had fumbling issues. Meanwhile, Brandon Cooks of the Dallas Cowboys is expected to be out at least one game after an infection and perhaps longer that developed in his right knee, meaning he'll miss this Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers and perhaps more. Mike McCarthy has, again, already ruled him out for this Sunday night. The Cowboys are going to be without DeMarcus Lawrence. Looks like they may be without Micah Parsons against the 3-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. First time the two teams have ever met on Sunday night football. And we're talking about Davante Adams, apparently, according to multiple reports. No surprise here. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, Derek Carr and the Saints are high atop Adams' wish list if he is getting set to get traded. Baseball playoffs begin an hour from now. The Detroit Tigers look to eliminate the Houston Astros. That's the first game of the day. Kansas City up 1-0 at Camden Yards in Baltimore. First pitch in that one set for 4:30. And that's what's trending.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, thanks for listening, everyone. Welcome back to Happy Old Linnell and the Rooster right here on the Team 980. Matt, do you know what he spent the whole break doing? Yelling at me because I won't give him credit for all the things that he's done.
But Chris, you don't have to give me credit. If you people out there don't have your heads up your ass as much as I think you do, then you hear me. You hear what I say. No man in this market has come up with a more accurate phrase to describe what Washington is offensively right now.
You got to be Beyonce in love.
I mean, I am a marketing wizard.
I mean, every team should hire you. The Commanders still have tickets for sale for this Sunday. They should hire you to sell the rest of them. I mean, put it on a T-shirt.
Come see your exotic Smash Mouth.
Yeah,
football.
I mean, because that's all of a sudden going to get people to spend $100 a ticket, right?
Well,
and $75 for parking. We'll talk to Luke McCaffrey talk about a guy who doesn't have t-shirt slogans and who just is a baller and a good football player and a good young football player at that point, and quietly a part of this offense, I think a bigger part of this offense than maybe people realize, and certainly the numbers. We'll talk to Luke McCaffrey at 3:30 after practice and after he gets out of some meetings, so stay tuned for that. All right, back to the Davante Adams situation. So I'm worried about his age. You're not. Go figure. I'm worried about him on the back end of his career. You're not. Go figure. I'm worried about his diva, frustration, anger, hostility, what have you. You're not. I think he would be happier outside of Vegas. I have no doubt about that. But I am concerned about the compensation you would have to pay, whatever it is, right? And again, it's been rumored to be a second-round pick and more. I don't know what more is. Maybe it's a second and a third. Who knows? They have a high third right now from the John Dotson trade because it's Miami's pick and whatnot, but that can move around. So maybe it's, say, a second and a third. I don't know. And you would probably have to redo Davante Adams' contract, because I can't imagine Davante Adams is going to want to come here and play for no guaranteed money. And you're going to tell me, and you've already told me, you're not worried about any of that.
Chris, it's not that I'm not worried about it. It wouldn't stop me from pulling off a deal if I wanted him. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then why don't you... It sounds like if you if you want him, it sounds like you don't want him.
I want him at... I don't want to be fleeced for draft capital to acquire him.
Okay, but that's a component of this.
Chris, I'm fine with it, is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I don't have the reservations that you have about the age.
No, you never have any reservations about age, injury, personality concerns, because you know what? You live that life. Right? You have no concerns about chemistry, about whether people like you or not, whether people think you're a pain in the ass to deal with. You have no concerns about that. You think everybody's going to be happy? Everybody's just going to, you know, Davante Adams is going to walk in and go, "I am him," and rip off his shirt and have a Superman jersey underneath.
No.
You think it's going to be Shangri-La and everybody's going to be happy and perfect?
You're just disrespecting the culture and foundation that they're establishing in Ashburn. That's what you're doing.
You're saying
they don't have the infrastructure to handle somebody like Davante Adams.
I don't know that.
You're basically saying that Adam Peters and Josh Harris and Dan Quinn are running a damn daycare over there.
I don't know
so
that.
So they can't acquire a
Those
talent
guys
like
don't
Davante
really go
Adams.
In the locker room, by the way.
Come on, man.
They don't really go in the locker room. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980.
No, hell. Stop reading the phone number. Are you kidding?
They don't go in the locker room.
You don't think Dan Quinn has a rapport with the locker room and who are the leaders in the locker room?
He has a rapport with his players, but it's done in the building, not in the locker room.
You don't think he understands the dynamics
and the culture of a locker room? We'll ask Luke McCaffrey. The dynamics and the culture of a locker room is often different than how people operate and compose and handle themselves inside the building or in meetings or on the practice field or whatever.
The locker room is a zoo.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but and they have a good locker room,
okay,
Chris.
Okay, fine. Yeah, and Davante Adams could be added to that and make it not a great locker room.
Yeah, he's
because
not.
Because he might not be happy right
he's
away.
He's not that type of polarizing of a dude to go into
no,
a locker room
that.
And make the locker room. Is he soured the locker room in Vegas?
He's been pretty polarizing in Vegas.
Has he soured the locker room in Vegas? If I was a Vegas Raiders player, I'd be sour because my two quarterbacks under center are Jags. And the organization, who's supposed to be rebuilding, are like half leaning into it. They don't know what the hell they're doing in Vegas. They're a clown show.
Okay.
They're a poorly run organization.
I didn't say they were a great run organization, but you don't, again, rebuild Rome overnight. They just got there. Telesco did. Just this offseason.
Chris.
Adam Peters just got here.
Chris.
The reason why he was able to get a good quarterback is because they had the number two overall pick. If they didn't have the number two overall pick, they wouldn't have a good quarterback. Period. Let's get out to the phones. 301-230-0980. Let's say hello to John in Falls Church first up here in the leadoff spot. Johnny, how are you? Do you want Davante Adams?
As a non-Commanders diehard.
Oh, that's
myself,
right. Yeah. I'll
take an objective view and say maybe next year or the year after, a guy like Davante Adams would be the right fit. But right now, I mean, I kind of think of it like, imagine the greatest show on turf. You know, the Kurt Warner Rams.
What?
Like, they weren't going to just, like, take one guy.
Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. Yep, like, Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, like, so that team had a lot of holes a couple years before. And then it took them time to build up all these guys, and then they got lucky. And I don't mean lucky, like the Commanders aren't lucky to have gotten Daniels.
Oh, they got lucky with Kurt Warner. There is no doubt about that. They stepped into that.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, so they had this team that had slowly built up around them, and they had a lot of fortunate things happen.
Yeah.
The Commanders aren't there yet. I think the Commanders are, like, 1 year away to – and who knows? Maybe they could go with this team and win the Super Bowl. Who knows? But I think it would be wiser for them to almost do the opposite, like hoard picks and take the guys that they know can play. And they've got this great quarterback and got fortunate with their offensive line picks. Mm-hmm. And you know, and just get, you know, and the coach is a defensive coach too. Like, I think he would rather have some, you know, like if Fred Warner were available.
Is Fred Warner available, John?
Well, I think your better point on that, John, is if a corner was available, if a top flight corner or a near top flight corner or a young potential top flight corner
was kind of absurd what I said.
No, John, I'm just saying.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm just saying there's, you know, probably a better situation that you. Go ahead,
John. You always bring astute points to the show, but I this one argument that a lot of fans and I guess media out there make as well is like they're not ready. Do you guys not understand? You have a certain window to go out and go get it. Your window is now. You have a bona fide top 10, 12 quarterback on a rookie deal. He's not going to be making that money forever. So you go out use and be aggressive in each and every year that you have him on a discount. That's the mentality. That's the only way it should be talked about.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. I agree also exactly what Linnell's saying. Like, you do have to strike while the iron's hot, but I think that the Commanders are just, like, not one $36 million receiver away. I think they're about two defensive players away from actually having a shot at doing it.
And this is the problem, John, and we appreciate the phone call. It's a good call. If you spend the kind of money that Davante Adams has at least remaining on paper, it gives you a lot less ability to bolster and improve your roster outside of the draft.
They have an inordinate amount of cap space.
They
going
don't.
Into
they
next
have 25
year,
million right now.
That's going
in cap
that's
space
this year. When the calendar, when the league
they
year
have
restarts,
121
Chris.
on paper next year.
John's not going to. John and Daron are not
accurate.
Going to be here.
That's never. You don't know that. You don't know that.
You
keep talking in absolutes. Yeah.
You want to make a futures bet?
Yeah. You want to make another stupid bet? Go ahead.
All the
bets that you haven't fulfilled, go right ahead.
Yeah. 301-230-0980. That's the case.
301-230.
What the hell are you talking about?
301-230-0980. Let's get to Jason and Laurel next up. It's been a little while since we've heard from Jason.
Another smart person to tell you to shut up.
What's up, Jason? How are you?
Just kidding.
Hey, guys, thrilled to talk to you. I know I've been away for a while. I've been listening every night.
I appreciate you, and that's why
I tried to get working.
Yeah, that's why I tried to get you up here first, or quickly.
Yeah, for the last year and a half, I hadn't been working, but I've recently gone back to work.
Attaboy.
Working crazy hours. But I get the show every night. I agree 1,000% with what Linnell just said. There's a short window. I don't agree that Walker is the guy to bring, but he's right. There's a short window, and the thing that Daniels
Davante Adams.
No, I'm talking about Jaden Daniels. The thing that Jaden Daniels has brought to this team is he's elevated everyone. We were all worried before the season about wide receiver. I'm not worried about that right now. We were all worried about the offensive line. I'm not worried about that. One thing, though, that Jaden Daniels can't help, he can't help Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, and that defense. And the only thing I'm interested in them trading for or signing is somebody that can help the defense right now. Other than that, I want to play with where I'm at and hoard draft capital. I'm okay with them trading both D tackles if it gets the draft capital.
I love that term, hoard draft capital.
Can I add?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ask this, though. When it comes to the defense, right? And we had 6 hours of this, me and you. Oh. So we'll get to the defense.
Oh, how exciting.
But my thing is this. The better you are offensively, I think it naturally helps out your defense.
Certainly. There's
no
doubt.
That's why we saw the performance that they had on Sunday. Because when the defense gets to rest for 7, 8 minutes, what they're doing offensively right now is insane.
But you you can't bank on that every game. That's not going to happen this week.
Exactly, Jason. Can speak some wisdom into the damn run game aficionado. The guy that screams, run the ball.
Yeah, they ran the ball really well against the Giants. They scored 21 points.
Because they did not execute.
Yeah, and that can happen this week against a better defense,
defense. You don't view Washington as a team that may have turned a corner and had some early penalty issues in the first 2 weeks.
But that doesn't mean you do that every – it doesn't mean you average 40 points a game or even anywhere close.
It's not about averaging 40 points a game. It's all about what I've been saying it's all about since August. You stay ahead of the chains by any means possible. Right. They're in the business of picking up first downs.
Okay, congratulations.
And they're going to continue to do that because the personnel is not changing.
Jace, we appreciate you. Got to let you run. It's up against the clock, 1:50 time. More of your calls coming up. Reaction, do you want Devontae Adams? Are you in? Are you out? Should they aggressively do it? Should they casually do it? How do you see it? What are you worried about? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the team, 980, and the Odyssey app. We're grabbing all your calls on Devontae Adams. We'll keep it rolling on the other side of 2 o'clock. We're also going to get, obviously, into a lot more of the defense. I got to spend some time on them, how much improved, I guess is the best way to put it as well. I know I've got a bunch of, I'm just going back and watching everything over and over and over and over again because there's so many little nuggets. Luke McCaffrey scheduled to join us at 3:30. So, Commanders fans, make sure you stay tuned for that and listen up to one of the young wide receivers. And he may be one of the reasons why you don't need a guy like Devontae Adams. Again, sure. Linnell, you want Devontae Adams much more than I do. I understand you got to strike while the iron's hot. I get that. I think you can continue to add in the Noah Brown-esque mold without having to break the bank because we think, or I think, and I think others think, that Luke McCaffrey is a guy who is on the rise, and we saw Zaccheaus have a big impact on Sunday, and we also know that, or we think, that they had three high-quality tight ends and three pretty darn quality running backs. I think we found that out. Now, maybe that's a byproduct of just Jaden Daniels.
Chris, I agree with that, but they outside of Jaden Daniels, I think in the numbers advantage that they're being able to create in the run game is helped because of him.
I agree with that.
They don't have anybody outside of him, though, that you realistically got a game plan for. And I think adding Devontae
You don't have to worry
Adams,
about that. That you like you don't win games by game planning only.
Yeah, but it opens up their offense, Chris.
I understand
It makes life easier.
That.
It makes him better. It gets
it
the
makes
most
mortal
out of him.
Guys better. Sure,
yeah, it,
absolutely.
It makes... Jaden's life a hell of a lot easier, and it gives you easy offense because you can put him to a side.
Yeah.
And
I agree with that. Let's grab Derek and Clinton here because I want to get him in different voices so we can sprinkle that into the mix. What's up, Derek? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Derek?
Hey, I got a question for Linnell. Linnell, who you trading away if you get Davante Adams?
We have 2 third-round picks next year. That is what Vegas is reportedly rumored to be.
Well, they want a second-round pick reportedly, and presumably one of those 2 third picks. Are you picking? Or are you trading a second and 2 thirds?
I just trade the 2 thirds, and I would come to the table with the 2 thirds.
What if Vegas insists on a second?
On 2 seconds?
No, on a second and a third.
Well, they want Terry.
That's another possibility. Sure.
Yeah, I'd give away Terry for Devontae. Yeah.
You'd give away Terry for Davante Adams and no?
That's where we disagree. Now, Terry's been here.
I don't give a damn how long he's been here. Devontae's better than him. Terry can't sniff Davante Adams' jockstrap, bro.
He's not the guy crying and trying to get out of the situation. We're not crying. I respect Davante Adams. I know he's a great player. He's been a great receiver for many years. But the thing is about it, the attitude and the chemistry and the bond that these guys have already came with, to disrupt that, bringing somebody that he got to rework, he got to figure him out, he got to figure out his routes. What if he's not happy? Man, I don't understand how you can just throw away a player that then grinded for us for year after year after year just because he's better, get him out of here.
Well, Derek, I mean to Linnell's point, it is a cold hearted business. They're not going to make decisions based on what Terry's done for them in the past.
We're not playing fantasy football though.
No, that's fair.
It's like you said.
Yeah.
I understand that. Okay, my bad. Let me take it down a notch. What I understand is that Jaden Daniels, we got something special here. He has to go through his Jordan year. He has to go through his LeBron time to get to this NFC Championship, his finals, and lose get there. Just say, okay, and come back. Nobody does it. Nobody does it.
Do they sell that fairy tale novel at Barnes & Noble?
I hear it. Derek, I got to jump in because we're up against it, but I appreciate the phone call and the passion. It's a good call. Here's what I would say. I am not in the business of trading Terry McLaurin for Davante Adams because if I'm going to add Davante Adams, I'm trying to get better. Better,
I think
not offset whatever Terry provides to whatever Davante Adams provides, and to get marginally better or maybe a little bit better.
You tripping.
Okay.
Like S-word.
I mean, Davante Adams is better. He's better.
He's not talking about.
He's not leaps and bounds better.
What's wrong with you, dog?
He's not leaps and bounds better than Terry McLaurin in
Chris, you got on.
He's just not leaps and bounds better. He's just not that leaps and bounds better. He's better. He's not leaps and bounds better.
Not even the same stratosphere, dog.
301-23.
It's Davante Adams we're talking about. Has Terry ever sniffed the money that Devontae's got? Has Terry ever sniffed 100 catches?
Has Terry ever played with Aaron Rodgers? Has Terry ever played in a good offensive system until now?
It's not a big drop off between Terry and Davante. That's the stuff I would. If we were on the air and you, my man, and you told me that in private, I say, bro, don't say that in public. People are going to question your football acumen.
Okay.
Davante
Adams is, what, twice the player Terry McLaurin is? Is he twice the player?
Has Terry had 123 receptions?
Is Davante Adams twice the player?
Davante had 100 catches.
It doesn't matter.
Davante had 103 catches last year with Jimmy Garoppolo, Chris. What the hell are you talking about?
He's played with better quarterbacks.
Chris, you sound like a fool. There's no way in hell you're going to try and sit
there. I'm not saying they're the same player.
The last 2 years, Chris, the quarterback situation was garbage.
He had Derek Carr's first year. Last year, he didn't. It was a mess. Granted.
How much better is Derek Carr than the quarterbacks that Terry's had?
I think Derek Carr's better than any of the quarterbacks.
How much better?
I don't know. We've got a break. 159, Team 980. Nobody's saying that Davante Adams isn't better than Terry McLaurin.
Chris Russell thinks that Davante Adams and Terry McLaurin.
Your microphone's off. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.